since day one. Don't believe me, say something. MCM on the backpack, real hitters in the backpack. ZO2 time DC, worldwide, set out triple B's. From the mill to the IE, just got done with a shopping spree. Hit the lot, I had to cop the G. Tommy Chain and Maserati, with the whip like it's stolen.
Yeah.
Gotta watch out for patrolmen. Cut them boys, they be roaming. Shooting not knowing. Shooting with no conscience. I be balling like I'm sponsored. On the beat, man, I'm a monster. Always acting where you're Oscar. Felt the heat, but I'm hotter. You a king, I'm still your father. Simba, I'm Mufasa. See the crime and then I conquer. Just to hit y'all with another. I be balling with my brothers. Had to do it for the culture. Old faces like them boulders. Y'all hating and we know this. Angry faces when you posting. But I gotta stay focused. Dead weight on my shoulders. Talk trash, get dumped. Straight shots, no pumps. Need help, no stunts. Hit him and one. Hold up, let me switch it up. That was that hoop lingo. Mama, yo, boy, taking off. Mike Jordan from the free throw. I don't want you, he can keep you. Good looking, but you see through. Yarn team, then my people. You other problems never equal. Being ballin', I just added rapping. Remove the fake, yeah, that's attraction. Divide my time just to make it happen. Now I'm spitting flame like I'm a dragon. In a couple months, man, I'll be in a mansion with my car cleaner. My diamonds dancing. Michael 65 AMs with the wagon. Gotta cop the copper special, thanks to Allen.
Worldwide, worldwide, yeah. Little days too fly, yeah. Got Chappelle flow, straight edge, but I still gotta clear my eyes.
What?
Ay, how high, how high,
how?
Ay, how high, how high,
how?
Ay, how high, how high,
yeah.
Where yet he gotta die, ay. Y'all competition ain't competition, y'all really hit the rest, ay. Y'all keep playing with my checks, ay. Who I gotta do it next,
ay.
Yeah, I know that I'm a f***ing rookie, but a f***ing rookie at his best, ay. Know you speaking to a vet,
yeah.
Ay, y'all gonna treat me with respect. Came in this game thinking it'll be a race.
What?
Really, that wasn't
what?
The case. Now
what?
That I'm scaring your rappers
what?
Like dead in the
what?
Face. These get in my game, so you never catch me chilling in none of they place.
Nope.
I gotta get on the road with my little bros and stay up out of the way while you going away. Free smoke, ayy. Free smoke, free smoke, ayy. Free smoke, free smoke, ayy. Free smoke, free smoke, ayy. Why y'all hating on the kid? I don't flex hard, I don't do the most, ayy. Take a flow, ayy. Zoing down, down the zone, ayy. Let's get it.
Skirt, skirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we on?
Yeah.
We are on, and it is snowing, it is raining, it is cold here in Portland, Oregon. But you already know, thank God I was in the Bay when y'all hit that snowstorm on Christmas, and I got back and it was like 32 degrees, bruh. I don't know how y'all do it. I really don't know how y'all do it, bruh. But that was Lonzo Ball with that More Life, with that Free Smoke remix. See, people who didn't know, I was looking up that Free Smoke, trying to start the radio show with that. But then the Lonzo Ball version came up. How y'all feel about that freestyle?
I don't care, man, to be honest. Lonzo Ball, you can do whatever you want to do. Just
like Big Baller Brand. You can do what you want when you're a big baller.
Exactly. Just live up to your expectations. That's all I care about. I mean, I'm not saying that he's not so far. You know, I think he can be an amazing basketball player.
Bro, I witnessed it firsthand, bro. I went to the Warrior game and Laker game, and there was more Laker fans in the building than Warrior fans. Not only that, but Lonzo got off, bro.
Yeah, the Lakers. I'm excited for the Lakers' future. I've been a Laker hater like my whole life because I'm a Blazers fan. That's just natural. Yeah. But I'm excited for the Lakers' future, just from a NBA perspective. You know, they're a big franchise. They need that the Lake Show. They need that. That's pretty prominent, you know.
And if y'all don't know who in the building. Is young Kobe or Kobe?
Kobe.
I got it right. And he graduated. He just graduated from college, y'all,
hey,
bro.
I'm dancing right now.
Tell him, wait, hold on, bro. And we got another rapper in the building. We already know Kobe was in here this summer. You feel me?
Yeah.
But we got Isaac in here, too, bro. The Holy Wolf. You already know he ain't here, bro. What's cracking? We got Jalen Young, light skin. We got Michaela in here, too. And we got the other homie.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He's not on the mic right now.
But he's
now.
Not on the mic, but the homie in here, man.
Yeah.
But man, bruh, talk to us, bruh, man. How'd y'all holiday go, fam? Like, how's it feel to be back? I know Isaac's been in LA, man. So talk to me, bruh. We got two special guests on here, man. What's good?
Man, I don't know. It's the holidays. You know, I had to come make an appearance. I was telling you when I was out there, when I get back home, I'm going to slide through. So, you know,
slide
I'm a man of my
bro.
Word. What can I say, man? It's an honor to be out here today.
Speaking the mic, bruh.
Oh, my bad. I know it'd be real sensitive. Like I said. Cool.
Oh, yep.
swing that.
And we're going to swing the mics up in here.
Facts.
Oh, yep. Oh, there
that
we go.
Just proved it. Everything I was just saying, that's facts now.
Cool.
Anyway, like I was saying, had to slide through for the holidays, you know. I'm out in L.A. now. I don't live here no more, but it's still hometown.
I feel it, bro. You look a little bit darker, man. Because usually I call you dark skin, but you look a little darker today.
Facts.
Man.
I'm for sure. For sure enjoying the sun, though. Like,
I know you
opened the show talking about it's cold and all that. Like, as soon as I landed, there was a snowstorm.
Oh, yeah, same.
Oh, that's bro. Not the case.
So y'all landed on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, you came on Christmas Eve too?
No, I came late night the day before.
Oh, so I came Christmas Eve and there was snow on the ground. Actually, it was snowing when I landed and we drove home in the snow, took a Uber, and my Uber was like whipping it, just like swerving around the car. I was a little bit scared.
Bro, wait, hold on. So I thought moms, where was moms and pops? I thought they came back with you or they came back earlier.
They did. No, we all came back at the same time.
So y'all was all mobbing in the Uber XO?
Yeah, now we took two Ubers.
Oh, y'all big ballin', bro.
Big baller brand, bro. You know what I'm saying?
God dang, two Ubers though? Y'all couldn't just hop into XL and swing that thing?
Nah, it would have been way more expensive. Surge pricing, you know, during the snowstorm.
That's true. Holiday season.
Right, it was pretty bad.
Yeah,
it would have been like $80 for like one Uber XL or something like that.
That's true, bro.
We had a lot of luggage. Yeah, you know.
How's it feel to be a college graduate, man? Talk to the audience and the listeners, man, and let them know where you graduated from, man. Isaac, we already know you graduated from U of O, but how two young black graduates, you feel me up in here, man? So what's good?
You know, I graduated from Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia. Hail to the Monarchs! You know, it's still surreal to me. I don't think
we already know it's surreal, bro, because you was posting literally like five Instagram posts a day this is day three.
I had to let them know that, you know, I'm about to be out here, you know, college graduate. I've been doing music the whole time. I've been in school, you know, try to balance both, but it's been great experience. I'm gonna miss it. I really am. I mean,
are you ready for the real world?
Yeah.
Or is the real world ready for you?
The real world better get ready for me, to be honest. I got a lot of big things planned in the future.
What you got?
2018, see, 2017 was like a tease. It was a big tease, I would say. You know, we had the Coconut Oil Shawty music video drop. We had a couple of songs here and there. Coconut Oil Shawty single drop.
The single.
Not the remix,
but the single.
But just the single. Hey, the remix, who knows? There may be a remix out there.
Let me hop on the remix, bruh.
Nah, you good. You good. And then in 2018, you know, I'm working on like possibly four projects. I think only three will end up dropping, but I have got two EPs, one R&B, one rap. R&B will be the one coming out first with Coconut Oil Shawty and like a few other songs.
So you about to drop a whole R&B album?
No, just EP. Just EP. So it'd be like five songs.
Isaac, when that R&B album coming, bro?
I'm literally working on it right now.
Oh, R&B one.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh,
bro,
that's what
okay.
we doing out here.
If this was the radio, I could have bring a preview through.
You ain't smooth like that, Isaac. You ain't smooth like that.
Ask Q. Was it not fire?
Q shaking his head.
Q, bro. Come on. The homie said it wasn't that way.
I'm just saying, y'all got to wait till y'all hear it.
Let's hear a preview, bro. We're gonna put you on the block right now. What's the preview?
Oh, yeah,
what you mean?
Let's hear something.
Oh no, nah. It ain't radio friendly.
I need the auto tune, bro.
I'm just trying to keep it
it's
PG.
You ain't got no PG lyrics, man.
Hey, I'd have to select for sure. You know, we keep it real rap raw out here.
You gotta step your lyric game up.
Hey, man. Life is raw, so I keeps it raw.
Whoa.
Wow. Whoa, bro.
Wait a minute. Practice Safe Sex 2018.
Thank you,
I thought we wasn't allowed to have innuendos. I was just speaking English.
Nah.
You're going to be tripping, bro.
I don't know, man.
But I do respect the grind, bro. Can you tell us about the merch you got on right now, though?
Oh, yeah. So I got a plug down in Eugene who custom prints shirts.
What's the name of the dude?
It's a lady. Her name's Sandy Terry.
Yes, it's a woman.
Yes, she's super cool. That's the plug for sure. It's Coaches Athletics. They do screen printing, and she hooked me up this year. Told her I was gonna get a present for the homies. We had a little black elephant gift off, if you will. We switched it up this year.
Yeah, I heard about those.
Yep. So I came through with the shirts for the squad. Everybody got their custom tee.
Savage season.
Savage season.
Okay, that's what's up, bro. Is that a Nike dry fit on there or what, bro? It looks like it's low key. Looks like you could work out in that thing, bro.
For sure. It's nice too. It's real smooth. It ain't itchy like some of them shirts be, you know?
I feel it, bro. You gotta be careful with those. You gotta be careful with those, bro. But you know what shirts ain't itchy?
What?
And ain't dry fit?
You gonna tell me?
Nah, I'm playing.
I ain't gonna play it on y'all, man.
But Jalen, bruh. Jalen's back in the building after last week. How last week go, bro? I wasn't in here.
It was the best episode ever.
That's a lie.
Guess why? Del confirmed. Okay, bruh.
How'd that episode go, bruh?
It was cool, man. We just talked about real stuff that was going on, you know, in politics, in sports, in pop culture, you know, covered all bases.
I feel it, bro. You know what? Also,
we missed you though. We needed that Tevin presence, man.
Hey, man, I'm already knowing, bro. You ain't got to tell me twice.
But I hope you had a good time down there in the Bay with your fam, man.
I did, bro. And also, we had another episode, bro. Queen Talk. How did that go last week? Can you break down that to me, Michaela?
Sure. It went great. And we talked about being black and brown women in Portland and in Oregon. And I had like a ton of guests. So shout out to all my guests that came. You all rock. And yeah, it was just awesome. And it'll be even better next month.
There we go.
You can check it out on KBOO.FM.
So, man, we are 2 days removed from Christmas. But how did everybody's Christmas go, man? Did Black Santa come down y'all chimney or what?
I had the most low-key Christmas in probably my family's history.
I testify.
Jalen slid through and he was surprised himself. Jalen usually comes, you know, like after all the, you know, family festivities, and we'll be partying till like 2 a.m.
We turn up.
Yeah, like, my family.
Like they really don't sleep, bro.
No sleep for the weary. So this year, I mean, since we got in Christmas Eve, we have been in D.C., Virginia Beach, Norfolk, you know, for like the past 10 days. We were tired. So, I mean, we slept in to like probably like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. 2 o'clock? Or just like we're laying around, you know what I'm saying? We had a really late start on Christmas, but it was really cool. Like, you know, it was just immediate family. Got to be around my nephew, saw him open some presents.
Is he still gigging?
Oh, yeah.
He's still banging on him with the long hair?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
He ain't gonna go to no fade no time.
No, not at all. Not at all. Let them curls pop, you know what I'm saying?
I feel it.
And, like, yeah, we were just chilling at the house. You know, it wasn't anything special. No big lights. We didn't even have a tree. Like, I did not care. You know, I was just happy to be around my family. Yeah. Happy that they got to see me graduate, be around them for, you know, those 10 days. It was great.
What's up, bro? Yeah. Isaac, how'd your Christmas go?
Well, this year I was Black Santa, like I told you with the shirts. You know, I came through.
So you just came because you in LA now. Facts. You just cash out.
Got a job, then graduated. I'm out in LA.
Oh, you got a job settled. Now, brother?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Where you working at?
I didn't tell you. Yeah, it's called Create Advertising.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
Yeah.
Congrats on that, brother.
Yeah, so I got paid and balled out for Christmas time. Mm. Everything lined up.
Okay, bro. You got the fandom new J's, huh?
Not yet, but we got a pass to EBS. Coming soon.
Okay.
You know them ES prices.
Oh, bro. You already know that's the plug.
Exactly.
What about you, light skin?
I like to go by Jalen, but I'm kidding.
That's his name.
Yeah, we had a good Christmas. You know, fam came over. It was very loud, very obnoxious. A lot of roasting going on.
So it was the opposite from Victor's.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of board games, a little bit of drinking, got some presents in, you know.
That brandy eggnog be on point.
We didn't even have any eggnog, actually.
Bro, y'all didn't have eggnog with the alcohol in it?
Nah, we just had alcohol.
Oh, wait, Jalen, let him know about the drink that I made.
Yo, this dude, Victor, came out of nowhere with the bomb drink. He made some rum. Made some rum punch. Victor don't even drink
I was going to say, Victor don't even drink. So how do you know what a good drink is?
Yo, I don't know, but
I'm at the bartender.
Okay, sorry, corny, bro.
Yeah. I don't even want to hype you up anymore.
Damn. It was good.
On to the next one.
It was bum bum bum.
What?
How was your Christmas, Michaela? What'd you get for Christmas? You got everything you asked for? Did you get that pony from Santa?
No.
Ha ha, Black Santa.
No.
You on Santa's Middle Eastern, bro.
You know, I'm not going to believe that. Because
he's actually Turkish. They did a fact check one time on, like, the character he's based off of. He's Turkish.
Santa is a fictional, is a non-fictional character. Or a fictional character, my bad. That was made up.
I know, but it's
by the government.
By the government.
Oh, my God.
For marketing.
Good job. Yeah, my Christmas was, like, good, I think.
Oh, actually, Coca-Cola did make Santa.
No. No.
Santa was doing coke.
The conspiracies. What?
That makes sense.
But go on.
Oh, gosh.
Wanted to get y'all another day.
You guys are weird. My Christmas was okay. I feel like it's weird, like, doing two Christmases when your parents are separated, so I'm definitely not into that.
Testify.
Yeah. It's not cool.
Damn.
Just from, like, a kid's perspective, even though I'm a full-grown adult, it's just, like, I don't know. I feel like it just takes away from time that we could all spend together instead of having to split it between different family members and different sides of the family and stuff like that. But the food was awesome.
That's dope.
So I'm into that.
That's always dope. Well, you already know. You already know, man. Christmas was cool back home in the Bay. Kept it cool. Kept it light. But you already know sometimes it was... Speaking of which, this morning I came back on the plane... And your boy had to wake up at 4 a.m. Man, bruh. So your boy is tired. But you know what? In honor of 4 a.m., I'm going to go ahead and let Delphine play this next track by Travis Scott and 2 Chainz.
That was a nice plug.
Call 4 a.m.
That was nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Damn right, bro. Different cloth, take pride in results. Anytime she wanna dip, I'm providing the sauce. You on side of the boss, so you kind of the boss. You keep playing with me, I end up signing your boss. Drop an EP on a for the free on a. Yeah, you ZZ on a king like BB on you. Yeah, ride with champagne P. If it wasn't for the struggle, then I wouldn't be me. Call me Deuce or Dose, anything but broke. Got my aim from the scope, got the game by the throat.
Okay, yeah. You popped up on me by surprise. And see, I never took you for the popping type. Damn, it's 4 a.m., so please believe the hype. Hit the lights, I'm way over top. Pop it, flick it. Drop a pin, send a location. I'ma pull up in that bullet coupe spaceship. Drop off a bag of some dangerous. I'ma hit you 4 a.m., see if you make it.
Well, I drop Collie Grove out the sky. Ooh, in a group with the best rapper that's alive. Ooh, never turn my back on my slime. Ooh, I ain't wanna the bitch, but she was fine. Ooh, hold up, baby, let me take my time. Ooh, hard to get some hit and try to drive. Ooh, jumping out the cake and that's surprising. Ooh, picking up the duffel bag like exercising. Ooh, bought my mom new house cause she deserve it. Ooh, practice makes perfect but nobody's perfect. Ooh, Escobar's not open for service. Ooh, send you to Dr. Miami for your surgery. Ooh.
Okay, you popped up on me by surprise. You see, I never took you for the popping type. Damn, it's 4 a.m., so please believe the hype. Hit the lights, I'm way over top. Pop it, flick it. Drop a pin, send a location. I'ma pull up in that bullet coupe spaceship. Drop off a bag of some dangerous. I'ma hit you 4 a.m., see if you make it.
Ooh, Ricardo TT on the crew neck. Ooh, on the killer rapper spread. You next. Ooh, they talking chillin', watching Netflix. Ooh, I used to trap and watch bootlegs. Ooh, I'm on my wave like a do-rag. Ooh, I see your boo, now where your crew at? Ooh, talking tequila for the pipe up. Ooh, I hope you got it, clean vagina. Yeah, trench guard, really. Represented, we the squad, really. Check, got the rolling, Nelly get it. I used to sell drugs for a lick. Got me a job selling records. Had to use a jeweler for a reference. Might buy a charm with the extra. Might use a lick.
He's kind of nice.
And that was 4 a.m. What is it? What was it called? Pink Trap House?
No, Pretty Girls Like Trap Music.
But wow. He did have a pink trap house, though.
It was on the cover.
Nah, but he actually had pink.
It was like pink, purple.
He actually had
magenta.
He actually had pink trap houses where he gave, I think, free HIV tests.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So fact check me on that.
No, that's true.
But
2 Chainz is amazing.
He is.
He's a great person.
Facts.
I want to meet him one day.
Yeah, facts, bro. 2 Chainz actually had like a 3. He actually hooped in college and had like a 3. I think a 4.0 GPA.
Mm-hmm.
Real
he's,
smart.
He's smart. Yeah.
Nah, all times.
People
bro.
Think just because he make trap music, you know, he
all times.
But he's a genius.
So 2017, 2017. I can literally not wait till it's done. I cannot wait until 2018 because I just feel like 2018 is going to be a great year.
Same.
But let's talk about highs and lows of 2018. Victor was just pointing out here that Joe Budden and Charlamagne the God, two of the biggest trolls, internet trolls, I can't stand both of them.
Wow.
Because you already know.
Charlamagne is funny.
Charlamagne is funny.
Yeah, Charlamagne is funny. But Joe Budden is corny.
Joe Budden is funny too.
Ice Trey.
Nah,
Ice Trey.
That song is really corny,
bro. That song is funny as heck, bro.
Yeah, it's really.
If a Hayden call him Joe Budden. that's a hilarious stuff, bro. But yeah, Victor, what was the highlights after watching that?
Nicki Minaj
was trash.
I would say okay. One of the highlights was the albums that they covered. Mm-hmm. I was like the top albums.
What they said was the top albums.
They had Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, of course.
Rhapsody. I don't know if you heard of her.
Yeah.
Was Wisdom. That was a great album.
I heard.
Sia the Prince. No Dope on Sundays.
Oh, okay.
That was a great album. Rick Ross's album. Well, I think it was only one part. I think only Charlamagne picked Rick Ross's album, Rather You Than Me. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a great album, too. I don't think it was his best album, but it was a great album. There's one more that I'm missing.
444.
444. There we go. Yeah, I thought that was a great album, too. I think, like.
Wait, we didn't ask if you thought that was a great album. What did they say?
Oh, they said that was the 5 hour on that list. Okay. Yeah, I was going
on. I thought Victor was just giving us his own opinion.
Oh,
like,
no.
That was a good album.
No. If. I would go with like 4 out of those 5, and then I would add Smino's album, Black
Swan. What about women?
Y'all be sweating Smino.
Yeah. Bro. Where are the girls? Why is
Rhapsody.
It all guys?
Rhapsody is a girl.
What?
Rhapsody is a girl. So there are girls in there. Maybe you should listen to more music.
Yeah.
I mean, what does she do?
She raps.
Sorry, is that like a known thing?
Nah,
I mean we're talking about like best rap albums of the year.
I thought he just said albums.
So what?
Rap.
Okay, so what females had the best albums of the year according to you?
Oh, I don't know, Beyonce.
Beyonce's album didn't come out really in 2017. So it's like
okay. Let me think. That's just like my automatic answer to everything. Okay, let me think. I don't know.
What's your favorite
color? Kehlani. I like Kehlani's. Was that this year?
SZA's
album. No. You don't like SZA.
No, we're not talking about SZA on air. I refuse.
SZA would be like borderline 5 for me.
So y'all, so y'all mad corny, bro? Because y'all did not put Big Fish Theory in there, bro.
I don't think it was a top 5 album of the year.
Would it be top 10?
Nah.
Okay, you wouldn't even put Tyler top 5?
Nah, I put him top 10.
So you wouldn't put Big Fish there top 10?
No.
You're wilding, bro.
I'd say top 25, yeah.
Nah. Top 10,
not
bro.
Not top
10. Top 10. Mm. Top 5.
Not
top 5, top 5.
No.
Shout out to Drake.
You're very biased with Vince Staples, though.
Bro, that's my favorite artist.
Okay.
Big Fish.
It was a great album.
It was,
I just don't think it was top 10.
Okay,
five.
So what's above Big Fish as far as top 10? Hip-hop.
You gonna make me dig into the vault?
Come on, bro. You over here sending Jalen. You send Jalen 15 tracks a week. You should give me the vault.
Hey, man. Let me look on my Apple Music and see what I put on this playlist. You know what I'm saying? But it's, there were.
You think just because you could come in here with the picnic table flannel and you could talk mess to me?
Listen, look, I'm fly out here.
Kevin,
you know what I'm
that's saying? So rude.
I'm fly out here with the listeners that
wait,
you
what
know,
about,
people listening. I look fly.
Yeah, you look nice.
Thank
what
you.
About Miguel? Like, I like Miguel.
That was a good
not
album.
Rap, but that's a great album, and I want to go to that concert. By the way,
the tickets for that concert, like, you see how they did it?
No, I haven't even looked at it yet.
It's not okay. So you know, like, it's in the Roseland. You know, Roseland is usually like general admission.
Yeah.
They have it split up. Like, if you're in the
front
in
or
the,
something,
right? If you're in the balcony.
So
it's
they
more
separated by barriers.
Well,
or what?
I feel like they've been doing that recently for the balcony though, because even with like, I forget the last concert I went to there, but the last concert I went to, it was more because like that's like the hype section now. Cause you know everybody up there,
right.
You can drink and like do whatever,
yeah,
and like
yeah.
Everybody just wants
it was
to be
a Vince
seen
Staples
up there.
Concert.
No.
It was.
I just don't like the price. And it's like,
how much is it
it's
though?
It's like $60 or something like that.
It's Miguel though. Like, he's like pretty like established.
But I don't know. I feel like
Are you going to Tyler
he's
events?
He's such a good performer.
I might go to that. I literally just made a list of all the concerts that are coming up in Portland that I want to go to. Okay, back to albums. JID, that's the top 10 album. Jalen can attest to that.
Yeah.
JID.
JID.
Signed by J. Cole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazing. No, I won't put Gold Link in top 10, but he's top 25. Gold Link's album was great.
All right.
17. XXX. No, we don't listen to woman abusers over here.
Oh, dang.
Dang. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Allegedly. He's in jail right now.
So because he abused women, his music's no good?
Yeah, why would I support ooh, that?
Ooh, why would I support ooh. That? Because there's a topic because Chris Brown abuses women.
I don't listen to Chris Brown.
And for one, time out. And for one, he... Time out. For one, Chris Brown don't talk about abusing women in songs. This dude talks about abusing women in his songs, and y'all bump that. So then you're supporting.
I never said I bumped anything.
I'm just saying if you're gonna support someone that talks about it in the lyrics,
I'm just asking a question.
Nah, I don't listen to Chris Brown. Chris Brown dropped like 100 songs this year, and nobody, you know, like, who cares?
Anyways, keep going.
Who cares?
Now you start to undercut your credibility. Okay. Now,
who?
You.
Who cares?
I'm just a very critical person.
Kobe Strug, who cares?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just need to.
Let them know, Nino.
Y'all need to expand.
Let
them
know, Kobe.
Oh,
man. Let them know.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Big Crit had it. A top 10 album.
No, he didn't. Mm. Right. No, he didn't. His album was not better than Big Fish.
Okay.
Nah.
All right, man.
Come on, bro. He wasn't on Fallon.
Oh.
Exactly.
He'll be on there next year. You know, nobody gets on Fallon like right away unless they're premiering a song or they.
You have a top 10 album, but you ain't have a song worth premiering?
On Fallon. If you ain't on no late night shows and you a top 10 album.
All right, but it took SZA like 5 months just to get on Fallon.
Stop talking about SZA.
Nah, SZA's a great artist.
She is not. She is. She's the epitome of what every side chick wants to be. And like, do you really want to say that you would want your girlfriend to? Do you really? Okay, this is my whole thing about SZA. Like, I'm not trying to downplay another black woman, but my whole thing is, like, she literally glorifies being a side piece, and I don't appreciate it because it's like, you guys want to say, oh my gosh, she's so great, she's this, she's that, blah, blah, blah. What about Tink, first of all? Tink vocally is way better than SZA.
Wait, let's go there. Wait, hold on. What about Jeremiah?
No, we're talking about.
I'm just saying from a male's perspective.
We're talking about female artists.
Wait, why are you talking about Jeremiah?
Yeah,
I want. Okay, I will say. In
SZA well, I was defense, just saying she was saying glorifying being a side chick.
Yeah, whatever. But what's anyways, his name? I want to talk on SZA real quick. I mean, yeah, she does make side chick music. She has a whole side chick anthem. But I feel like she's not talking about being a side chick. Whatever.
Yeah, she is, bro.
Whatever. Regardless, I feel like her music is more just talking about the insecurities and why she did that in her past life.
Exactly.
And stuff like that.
Really,
so it's more about her experience.
She hasn't like progressed. She's the Weeknd. Like, I'm sorry.
Okay, let me ask you this.
No.
So since we're talking about SZA, yeah. This is a nice segue to Insecure. Have you watched that show?
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
How do you feel about Insecure?
It's a great show.
Insecure.
It's a great show.
Okay. Insecure is amazing, number one, because like Issa Rae has come so far as a black.
It took her about 3 years to watch Insecure.
Okay, no. I just didn't watch it because I'm like just a person that doesn't like follow the hype. Like ask Seven, like albums, movies, shows. Like if everybody on Twitter is talking about it, I don't want to watch it because number one, they're spoiling it. So I don't even want to watch it. Like while, oh my God, did you see this? It's like, no, I don't want
to
see that.
Trying to talk about the hype.
So yeah, no, but I like it because it's like I get what you're saying. Like I know how you're trying to like segue and connect like SZA with that because like yeah, like Issa Rae in the show like. She does some side chicky things and you know, no, I know, but you have to understand, like, I feel like it's all like leading to her like elevating, you know what I mean? Like, and that's like real stuff. Like, I'm not saying what SZA talks about isn't real, but it's like, at this point in my life, I don't want to hear that because that's not where I am. So it's like, I'm not going to sit here and bump somebody's music that's talking about, because I, he better not have nobody on the weekend. That's what I know. So it's like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear like a woman talking about I'm 9 to 5 and she's the weekend. Like, no, I don't want to hear that.
Hey, hold on.
So it's like where you are in life, I feel like.
But doesn't
of course, like, right, that's a big
doesn't like Chris Brown and Trey Songz, don't they talk about the same thing?
Chris Brown?
So like don't they like like Jeremiah, like I'm boyfriend number two.
That's not Jeremiah.
That's not Jeremiah.
Oh, well, Pleasure P. Yeah,
Pleasure P.
No,
Pleasure P is Marcus Cooper.
Okay, so hey, but I'm just saying that it's like SZA, what she did is what every other R&B artist has done since the beginning of time.
Many artists that are very successful to this day. But to the point of
insecure, like, am I right?
You're not wrong, but she's not wrong either. You made a good point, but at the same time, your point about SZA doesn't really make sense when you watch Insecure. How can you support one person and not the other one? Because Issa Rae put music from SZA on Insecure.
But she was in a relationship. She only went to the side piece. Like, she only went crazy like that because of the demise of her relationship. Like, are you kidding me? Most women, after they go through a hard breakup, they go through a phase that I can't say on the radio, but that's just like what it is. Like, they get that out of them because they're hurt, because they're depressed, because they're like, what's wrong with me? Because they're like, screw guys, like, or women, whatever type of relationship they're in. Like, it's just like a phase, and that's what she's trying to portray. SZA is over here talking about it's cool for you to have a main girl and I'm gonna be your side piece. That's not what Issa Rae is doing in the show. She's just being free and being Tinder, like embodying Tinder in a person. There's nothing wrong with that because she, like, you have to follow the story. That's what I'm saying. Like, SZA didn't really give you a story. She's just kind of like, I'm a side chick. Hey, what's up? You know, like, you know, I just don't, I'm just not into it. I'm not, I don't,
hey, I don't think
what I want to hear more on though is you said something about SZA clarify that she doesn't make side chick music.
Yeah, she clarified that Weekend isn't a side chick song. She said on her Twitter, she had a whole and she's done multiple interviews. Like, she's like, I'm tired of answering the question that I'm a side chick.
What is it about then?
Hey man, you gotta read it. I forgot. The song came out in the summer. I got short term memory.
Speaking of summer, Dell, we all cut to this next track called Summertime from our boy Gold Link.
Hey,
go ahead and let that play.
She love me, but she in California. Wanna be the talk of the town. We move to California. Duck off just the fucker so nobody knows in California. Bottom feeding women, it's so plenty. They need marijuana, it's so good. Then you tell them, turn their phone off. Tell them, get so loose. Then we catch them with their shirt off. Girl, take that skirt off. Now put on your work clothes and baby, put that guard down. We gon' piss the neighbors off. Then I gotta go, girl, and catch you at your dead job. Keep it all discreet. Then I meet you in the nighttime. You smell like the summertime. Finer than a glass of wine. You know that I speak in code. They don't have to ever know. Keep it on the hush hush. Keep it on the DL. You slide down a pole and I'm sliding down your TL. They don't know no details. Do your fight like detail. I'ma blow your back out and your boyfriend get no details. Yeah.
I haven't seen you since the summertime. True, I used to think about you all the time. Back when I was still trying to make you mine. These days you don't even know me. These days you don't even phone me. It's a love crime, it's a love crime.
Hey, She call me on her early, she yearning for it from California. I don't got no girlfriend, but got some workers in California. I be in Landover, but Bama's cannabis, California. And I be the prince of my city with my abalone. Been a poet that's been performing for deaf ears. Raph Simmons, my sweatsuit hit me loud clear. Back to back in the matte blacks. When I call her back, but I'm stuck cause I think she left when her glass slippers. Cinderella, what's your real intentions? You wanna move to Calabasas, but it's too expensive. You wanna be with Easy Travis, Migos, or the Jenners. You wanna f*** 100 rappers if it gets you narrow. Keep it on a hush hush, keep it on that DL. I be in your dreams, but they be in your DMs. And my only weakness, reefer or them females. Me and Goldlink, second home is that 3-1. Oh.
I haven't seen you since the summertime. True, I used to think about you all the time. Back when I was still trying to make you mine.
These days you don't even know me. These days you don't try to phone me. Right, that's that Gold Link, that summertime. I discovered that. I was talking with the homies, and I discovered that when I was on the plane. I don't know where I was going. I think maybe coming back from Houston or going to Houston. And man, bro, that song is very slept on along with that album. And you know, that summertime makes you feel just so good listening to that song. But
cool.
But I think 2017, bro, was probably one of the worst years, hands down. So let's talk about these lows, man. Oh, and rest in peace.
Do we really gotta talk about the lows?
We don't gotta talk about the lows, but just how did it make you guys feel?
This year?
I thought 2017 was a great year outside of
tripping. You say 2017 was a great year, people gonna look at you and slap you.
All right, fight me. Meet me outside Cable. All right, so 2017, I feel like, well, personally, I would say it's a great year. But then outside of, like, politics and, yeah, outside of politics, I would say it was a great year.
Why?
Hey, we still alive. That's why.
There's a lot of people that aren't.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that aren't.
I'm just saying globally, like, there's been a lot of natural disasters and true. Shady stuff happening around the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel you from a personal standpoint. If you had a personal good year, I can understand that.
This was the worst year of my life.
Oh my God, Michaela.
It was. It was so bad. I can't wait for the new year.
You got to be more optimistic than that. And see the brighter side of things.
I am.
You don't need a new year to upswing your life.
What do you mean?
So, for a start, it's a clean slate.
I was going to say, every day you wake up, you can start the new year.
That's true.
I mean, yeah. You can don't wait till 2018.
Right. That's true.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, like, people want to make all these new year resolutions.
But, like, what if people passed away? Or, like, what if, you know, friendships, relationships ended? Like, there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, but the new year doesn't do anything about that either.
Yeah, but it makes it a little bit easier. It puts more time behind the events that happen. I just don't think it's fair for people to be like, you can't say new year, new me. Who are you to tell me anything?
I'm not saying what you can't say.
No, I'm not talking to you specifically. No, I know, I'm talking to the people who like have that sentiment as far as like you can't say new year, new me.
Yeah, I would say don't wait till the new year. New day, new me.
But some people need that time.
It's a mental thing.
It's a mental
thing. I know, but I'm saying if you train your brain every day to wake up with a positive outlook, you'll start to see changes in your life.
What
I can attest
to that.
What if you have
depression? That's like a chemical imbalance. Oh, it definitely is. You can't just train your brain.
You can. It's just not easy.
Do you have depression?
I've been through depression. Anybody who's gone to college has gone through a depression.
Have you ever been diagnosed clinically with depression?
No, because I don't really go to the doctor like that.
Okay, well, I have. Get your health. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't just... And I'm not trying to... I'm not, like, arguing. No, I'm just telling you, like... It's hard when people tell you, like, all you have to do is be positive. It's like,
when you literally can't.
You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to hear that because it's like,
it makes it worse.
Yeah, you don't understand how hard someone's trying when there's a chemical imbalance in your brain. Like,
no, sometimes I 100%
feel what
you mean.
Sometimes you need, like,
outside help. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, it starts with realizing you got an issue and then your personal action with seeking help. A lot of people wait for moments like that, so like, ooh, it's a new year. Now I'm going to take action to move my life forward.
Yeah.
Don't wait till the new year, because the longer you wait, the deeper that hole gets. And it ain't an easy hole to crawl out of.
Yeah.
And you need to start as soon as you can. You see what I'm saying? Sure. Like, people want to hop on the wave.
Why did it get so real? I appreciate it. I'm just saying, man, that got deep. You got some wise words, Isaac.
I'm just saying, man.
I appreciate that.
That's what happens on CC Radio.
Yeah.
That's what happens. You come to Combined Culture Radio, you're going to get the deep talks.
So do you believe in New Year's resolutions?
I believe in self-improvement. Okay. That's what I believe in.
Facts, facts.
And I don't feel like you need to wait till the new year to start that.
Facts.
Because you're going to be a little, like we said, 2017 was a long year. Lost a lot of people. If you waiting for each year to restart your life, like, you losing out on a lot of time. Time is precious. You're going to miss out on a lot.
Yeah, I think Victor just got that on either Instagram story or Snapchat.
Yeah.
What?
Just Isaac spitting facts. That's all I got on Snapchat. Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I had to record that. Isaac was out here, Bishop Isaac.
Oh my God,
that was nice,
man.
That was holy preaching.
Hey, man.
So speaking of which, so what are y'all 2018 resolutions? Matter of fact, Isaac, because you don't believe in that, what are you trying to get better at tomorrow?
Man. I'm working on myself a lot. A lot of people can attest that. Y'all know how I be. Like, yeah. I'm trying to gas less. I'm trying to be more positive.
Yep.
I'm trying to.
Side note: by gas, he means like roast people, yeah. Like flame.
I got a real bad problem with yeah. roasting.
And by
people.
Roasting by flame, he means being rude to people and cracking jokes about them.
But like in a nice way.
In a nice way,
yeah. Friendly manner.
I was gonna say like, let's not.
Y'all be cool. Y'all Urban right. Dictionary on deck.
But I'm not gonna sit here in front like I don't have a problem with. Like a lot of times, it's easy to forget that everybody's not like you.
Yep.
Like I was raised in a family where it's like we got very thick skin.
Yep.
But when you go out into the world, like, everybody ain't you. You don't know what anybody's dealing with. Mm-hmm. Other people, what you call sensitive, is just other people in a different place.
Yeah,
I've been working on being more self-reflective in how I talk to people.
Yep.
And interact in the world, because a lot of times you don't realize the impact you have as a person.
Exactly.
And how you affect others, whether that be what you're saying or even like the aura that you're putting out. So I'm trying to. Personally, every day I'm working on that.
I like that.
Spoken
I
good.
Like
that.
I like good that. Good job, black man.
Yeah. Every day's a struggle.
Golf clap.
Victor, what you working on for 2018?
2018.
What are you trying to come in the new year with?
Always more positive energy. I feel like I do put out a lot of positive energy into the universe, and that comes back to me. That's why I feel like I personally had a great year.
Damn.
humble brat.
I'm very humble.
Sit down.
And you know, just music like that. I mean, and plus getting a job, like, you know, I have to get a job to.
Where you trying to work at?
I'm very picky about what I would like to do for work. I was an IT major, so
you should work at Cable. It's music, it's the radio.
No, I want to do an IT job though.
Hey, they got IT here, bro. You can fix these computers.
Okay. They said they're looking for IT jobs.
Dang,
I would like to work. I would like to work at Intel.
Thank you, dog.
We'll talk to her after. I like to work at Intel or HP. You know, there's a HP in Vancouver. I would like to do be on the business side of IT. So IT consultant, business analyst, something like that of that nature.
Well, you already know Jalen's pops.
Oh yeah, we already talked. He got my resume and all that.
Because everybody knows Jalen's pops, bro. what was Jalen? What's your dad's name again?
Shout out to that's kind of federal. We can keep moving. And then also, like I said, with music, I plan to put out a lot of music. Hey, so I have my post grad, you know, goals, and then like my music goals. And
I'm getting an album next year.
You'll definitely get two EPs. I don't know if
bro, we done with the EPs. We trying to get four.
Bro, that's like 10 songs. You know what I'm saying? The album between the two EPs is 10 songs.
Why not combine the two then?
Combine culture.
Because it's two different styles. I don't want to put two completely.
You could do like
Nelly's
sweatsuit. Just do two different.
I thought about that. No, I really thought about
that's
that.
That's the way but nowadays.
Yeah, right. Bro, everybody doing two, like conceptual
right,
albums,
like the double.
Two parts.
The thing is, I want to still ride whatever momentum is left with Coconut Oil Shawty, and then like put that out first, and then, you know, move into the rap. Y'all can get the rap in the summer.
How's the momentum going so far for it?
It died down a lot, I'm not gonna lie. But I expected that. I mean, like,
that's just the nature of the business,
right? That and music consumption now is like so low, like replay value. You know, people hear a song, it's like you can have song of the year, but for real, it still only lasts like 3 months.
Song of the month,
song exactly. And it, you know what I'm saying, like, it, people hear it, they can replay it for like a week, but then they forgot about it. So I expected that. I have no problem with that.
So we getting a second music video for me?
2018, there would definitely be like at least 2-3 music videos.
Two or three.
I have concepts on concepts, and you know, there'll be, I'm not just doing music, you know, there'll be other things, other little ventures.
Short films.
So,
Short films.
Hey, short films, you know, hey, whatever, you know, put your mind to it, it's gonna happen.
You about to bring out your acting debut?
Oh yeah, I'm already an actor. You know, I acted back in the day.
And I didn't know that, bro.
Oh my god.
Actually, I didn't. I lied.
Yeah, you did. You was in that last video.
So who gonna shoot your video?
Oh, he was.
He was.
I thought that's what you were talking about. That's what I was talking about.
He was in the last video. Victor was actually in the last video. He was seen sprinting.
Yeah. Who's shooting the videos though?
Yeah. Who is?
That's the question.
Who is, bro?
Is it Nick Pop?
Well, you know, I work with Nick Pop again. Shout out to him. Purple World. Riley Brown. Shout out to him. Probably those two. Mm-hmm. You know, those are two that I know I can trust to shoot my videos or films, whatever we're working on. And they're just they're amazing workers.
Better, you know, with the bail payment.
A lot of people sleep on that production side, but that's nowadays especially make or break for a lot of people.
If you are an artist and your visuals are trash, then you don't even get expected to get taken seriously.
It don't matter what your music like.
Right. Like I got a lot of feedback from people that I didn't know and just, you know, said something about like the video was nice, even they didn't really care about the song or know what the song was really about. You know,
you mean the Hip Hop DX thing?
should we dive into that?
Yeah, we should.
Okay. So Tevin sent in the Coconut Oil Shawty music video to Hip Hop DX. It's a hip hop blog. They've been covering hip hop music for like a decade now, probably plus. Mm-hmm. And they have this show on Facebook Live. It's called Hot or Not. Oh, it's a segment in their Facebook Live show, and they only do it once a week. So they play about like 20 submissions, whether it's a music video or a song. They only play it for a minute, and then they decide between three panelists if the song is hot or not. So my video, I think it was like the last one that they reviewed. And they played the video, and they were extremely harsh. They said that the video was good, but that I was pretty much trash as an artist.
Wait, not all of them said that though.
Okay, yeah, one of them, he said he understood what the song was about, and he wanted to watch the video again later to
digest it.
Right. He said he felt like that you got to watch it more than once to digest the song. But then the other two, one said he liked my voice. Yeah, well, I was like, okay, haters, whatever. Bro. And then one of them, he was just like, he thought I was trash. There was people in the comment section roasting me.
Hey, what was they saying,
oh
bro?
My gosh, there
was
no, it was funny. I'm not gonna lie, I was laughing with them. It was funny.
That's not nice.
I forgot what one dude said, but pretty much he like compared me to somebody else. I can't remember who it was, and it was so funny. Somebody said that my voice needed coconut oil. I was like, dang. So that's how we coming in 2017.
Sometimes you gotta just take it on the chin though.
Like, yeah, no, I didn't. I wasn't offended by anybody in the comment section, because like there are people who watch that show like weekly, and I don't really care about their opinions. But it was funny. I laughed with.
Bro, sometimes bad press is good press. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, at least I was on the show.
You had people from other countries roasting you. That's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I didn't care. I was cool. You know what I'm saying? That was pretty funny. You know, more people watch my video after because of that. You know,
there we go.
So
what does that do for your music when you get that kind of like that? When you get that lash, how do you take that?
Oh, it's just more fuel to the fire. You know, the more motivation for me. Honestly, I don't take any criticism. Like, no criticism affects me to the point where I'm like, oh, I want to stop doing music. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, it's like, okay, I'm going to just come harder with the next song or the next video. Whatever y'all hear from me next is going to be better than what you probably just heard. And it will be. That's like the project, Heat. And I'm working with other artists, so it's not just me. Heat.
We're going to see an H-Dub feature.
Oh, okay. That's a good point. So, like I said, my name is Kovy. My music, you can reach it on my website. AyoKovy.com, or you can go on SoundCloud, type in the same thing, AyoKovy. I'm on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, all streaming services. Just type in Kovy, COVI, and you'll see me on there. Two lead singles on streaming services are Getaway and Coconut Oil Shawty. And then I also have other songs on SoundCloud that I haven't put on like any other streaming services because I don't feel like they're worthy of being on there. But in the future, you will find more, much more music on all those streaming services and on my website.
Hey, man.
I ain't as official as my man's over here. I'm just, but you know, I'm just a humble SoundCloud rapper. You know?
But you know what?
You can find me at the H-Dub, the Holy Wolf. Google it. It'd be the first one.
But you know what, bro? You said they work wonders. Okay. And I think so too.
Oh my God. Tevin, what are your goals for 2018?
Whenever your hair popping, when you in a good mood.
Okay, get let your know. Stuff together.
Let them know. I see you glowing, girl.
Illuminated.
I hate y'all so much.
Bro, I mean, I've helped him with the video, so I've been listening to the song 1,000 times.
I actually can't stand that song, to be honest.
You said they work wonders, and okay. I think so, too.
Okay. All right, what Tevin, are your goals?
Wonder when your hair popping, right. When you in a good mood. Right, I Tevin. See you glowing, girl. Right. A little,
He's go ahead and steal your shine.
He is.
This is what he does.
It's okay.
Nah,
what so, Tevin, what's your goals seriously. For 2018? What are you looking forward to in 2018?
What are my goals, bro? Trust God's timing. Facts. I feel like a lot of times we always...
Man, where you hear that? That's some wise...
He put the sensor on
himself. Nah, bro. Nah, it's... man, bro. So I feel like so many times we always think we control everything. Like, mm-hmm. We feel like, oh, bro, like, if I do this, this, and this, then this gotta happen. But at the end of the day, that's like... True. You can only control so much, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I can only control, like, I've done everything. 2017, I did everything I can to set up greatness for 2018. So it's like, I can't keep, like, pressing. It's just like, nah, you know, it gotta happen.
Mm-hmm.
Another goal is to, I guess, like, step up my faith. You know what I mean? So
I can
just becoming, like, you said what?
I said, I can agree with that. I need to do the same.
Yeah, so, like, you feel me? Not necessarily praying more, but I guess like
being ready to be tested.
Just being ready to be tested. Yep, there you go. Like, real talk. And another one would be like just become a better man, better son, better nephew, better boyfriend. Just all those levels. Just becoming more, I guess,
complete
and pure. You know what I mean? Like, really stepping up my faith. Just stepping up from like whether it's what I eat. Stepping that up, like I'm already going to the gym with Jalen always constantly, but just like how do I step it up, like where you got a strong mind, strong body, like mind, body, and spirit, like wrapping all those completely. So that's really what I'm trying to get into 2018, man, because I feel like a lot of huge blessings are about to happen due to trusting God's timing and trusting the process. So it's just like I feel like 2018 I'll fully be stepping into a 24-year-old, so
Kobe year,
bro. So yeah. Like, but more so the Marshawn year, you know.
Breath the town,
beast mode,
town business, breath on.
So it's like two of those. You feel me? Like you got the Mamba mode, where it's like, you know, you're doing your craft,
shooting your shots, right?
But then you got the beast mode year, where you could literally just go crazy. So I don't know, 2018 and 24. I feel like those numbers just are magnificent to me.
You better play the lottery with those numbers.
You know what I mean? 24 and 2018. Mm-hmm. Like, because it's like, bro, look at the next 2019 and 25. Like, it just doesn't flow. But, like, you look at, I don't know. It's just 2018.
Even numbers.
That's what I'm saying. Even numbers.
I just don't like odd numbers.
I don't either.
I hate odd numbers. That's why I didn't really mess with 2017 like that. I was 23, like... Nah, but I feel like
you're weird, bro. Like, what?
Look, I can't put my volume on an odd number. It has to be on an even number.
No, it's true, bro.
Yeah, he does that too. He's
right. Yeah, it's,
I mean, that's just how it is, bro. But that's my goal in 2018, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, but
that's discrimination
towards numbers.
Yep.
Oh man, bro, y'all tripping. But yeah, bro, like I said, like I hope everybody enjoys and they have a great year. I appreciate all y'all for coming in today. Today was
we don't.
I'm just saying, y'all go. What is everybody else's goals? We got 4 minutes, so go ahead.
Goals, Michaela. Let's go. I want to hear what you got.
Here, no, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Yep, let's hear them.
Go ahead, hurry up.
You too, Jaylen.
I don't know. I'm just like, I don't really know. I just feel like I'm just leaving the haters in 2017. That's like my only thing right now.
Like, goodbye to everybody who doesn't love and support me, and hello to everybody that does. That's pretty much it. What about you, Jalen?
I love my haters.
Shout out to
them.
I got the socks and everything. I'm kidding.
Wow. Shout out to 2010 with the I love my haters.
No, I'm kidding. My personal goal, I mean, this is just one that I've been working on for like the past like few months or so, is just reaching out to people. I realize I'm terrible at communicating with people if I'm not in the immediate vicinity and can meet up with them. Mm-hmm. So my goal for this coming year is to, you know, get way better at, you know, actually taking advantage of this technology we've got and reaching out and keeping in touch with people that aren't necessarily in my proximity.
That's very key.
And keeping those, you know, ties strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really hard sometimes for people, you know, to always think about all the connections you got and, you know, reach out and actually have a conversation with those people, because it's a lot of work, you know, but I'm gonna work on that, you know, try to keep those connections strong.
It all starts with yourself.
It does.
That's true, man. And then, speaking of which, I think just the proper song to close us out with.
What you got for us, man?
Man, it's that Heart Part 4 by Kendrick.
Ooh.
So, good night. This has been CC Radio. Thank you.
Coded, my day shift been devoted to flick off the bundles of paper. Pi equals 314. The devil's pie is big enough to justify the whole thing. Wait up. Lamping in Jamaica, the clouds turning, my thoughts turning, burning cash to oil. I've been determined to make and earn this seed in the soil. It's classified. I'm satisfied when I strategize my kids' future. I ain't sanctified enough to say that I won't shoot ya. I done vandalized the industry for a circuit, the earthiest slash thirstiest. Into you know versus this scum of a land that transcends two surfaces. The richer the poor, the bigger the picture, the more blood pours. But don't tell a lie on me. I won't tell the truth about you. Don't tell a lie on me. I won't tell the truth about you. My fans can't wait for me to sun your punk ass and crush your whole little issue. I'll big pun your punk ass, you a scared little tiptoeing around my name, nigga, and you're lame. And when I get at you, homie, don't you tell me you was just playing.
Oh, I was just playing, K-Dot. Come on, you know I didn't rock with you, bro.
Shut the fuck up. You sound like the last nigga I know. I end up like the last nigga I know. Oh, you don't wanna clash, nigga, I know. I put my foot on the gas, head on the floor, hopping out before the vehicle crash. I'm on the road yelling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I am the greatest rapper alive. So damn great, motherfucker, I've died. What you hearing now is a paranormal vibe. House on the hill, house on the beach, looking
facts.
A condo in Compton, I'm still in reach, looking
facts.
I'm fresh out the water, I'm about to breach, looking. The 5 foot giant woke up out of his sleep, nigga. Oh yeah, more cars, more leers, more bars, no peers, no scars, no fear. Fuck y'all, sincere. I heard the whispers, I curved the whispers. You know what the risk is? Earthed in ditches, your body referring to stiffness. The whole world going mad, bodies is adding up. Markets about to crash. Is it fake rich? Is it fake bad? Blacks that act.